This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Good morning. Welcome to Morning Devotions. This is Chris Witz. If you're with me yesterday, I was talking about this amazing subject, when God seems silent. What happens when it is that people cry out to God expecting an answer when all we hear is nothing? And I think I talked about Richard, who was a young theology student, and he just actually burnt all his Bibles and books one day. He was so disappointed that God had not actually spoken to him. And then there was Tom Sutherland, who was imprisoned in Beirut, Lebanon, from 1985 to 1991. And this man actually abandoned his faith. He said, "I prayed so many times. It was so hard. I prayed and prayed and nothing happened." And C.S. Lewis, whose wife Joy had died after 4 years of marriage. These are the sort of stories, of course, that are real. They actually happened. And maybe you've gone through a similar experience where you cried out to God for help and nothing seems to come through. What are we supposed to do when God seems silent? Well, C.S. Lewis, who talked about the door being bolted, double bolted actually, on the inside, so intense was the fact that God's silence was there. What does it mean? And he said, "Why is God so present a commander in our time of prosperity and so absent in our time of trouble?" Now, of course, it might seem very harsh, but C.S. Lewis, of course, was in the deepest despair. And what he was looking for, as I think many people do, is some reassurance that God was there and he really heard nothing. After the death of Joy, that was his wife, he said, "It just felt like God had slammed the door in my face and had not heard me." Well-known and highly respected author Philip Yancey actually experiences this topic. It's a great book if you can get hold of it, printed in 1988, called Disappointment with God. Well worth reading. How do we handle the dark times when God is so silent? We almost just want him to speak when we want to, may want to throw our Bibles on the barbecue, as it were, because we just cannot get any answer. Well, Philip Yancey actually takes us on the journey of Job. And he says the key to Job, and he was one of the Old Testament greats who suffered, who could not understand what was going on. And he believed that God was there during the period when it didn't make sense. And Yancey says Romans 8:28 is a verse we have to remember in these times. It says, "We know that God is always at work for the good of everyone who loves him. They are the ones that God has chosen for his purpose." It doesn't say that we'll get only good things. God can even use the hard times that work together for the good of those who love him. So Philip Yancey in this book says, "For me, faith is a projection into the future. I may not be able to figure out what's really going on now. It may be hard for me to trust God. He may seem far away. But anyway, I'm going ahead and I'm going to stake my faith on him. I'm going to trust him and believe that one day it will all make sense." He said, "I heard someone define the difference between magic and religion. He said, in magic, we try to get the gods to do our will as though they were our little pets. But in religion, we commit ourselves to doing God's will. And as we do God's will, we let God be God, even when he seems to be silent." Well, they're amazing words, and sometimes I think we need to hear these things. What can we do to recover a sense of God's presence? Sometimes it helps just to go through the motions. It was the Jewish theologian Abraham Heschel who said, "The way to faith is the way of faith." Believing in God, even when it seems that he is silent, can actually be a sustaining experience. It was during the 1930s and the 40s, tragically, more than 6 million Jews were killed in concentration camps. And those who survived witnessed some terrible atrocities. And in one of the concentration camps that were liberated, they found the words written on the wall, "I believe in the sun, even when it's not shining. I believe in love, even when I'm alone. I believe in God, even when he is silent." Heavenly Father, we acknowledge those words are true. Help us, Lord, when we seem to sense you are silent, to keep on trusting. Amen.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.